Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning here, 6:47 on a Monday. Now, three big things.
Three.
Nationwide gasoline prices stable over the past 2 weeks at $2.73 a gallon.
Two.
Pilot suffers minor injuries in plane crash near Goddard.
One.
Woman killed in rollover accident in North Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident now at Maple and Edwards. Maple and Edwards Street here in Wichita. So watch for a slowdown or just avoid that intersection. But Maple and Edwards. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 76 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 53. Tuesday, sunny. A bit cooler tomorrow. High of only 65, but it's like a pretty good start to the week. Now, partly cloudy. Southeast wind at 5 miles per hour and 41 degrees. A man with a life-threatening diagnosis vows to become the first cyborg.
This is House Call for Health. 2 years ago, British scientist Peter Scott Morgan was diagnosed with ALS, the disease that afflicted theoretical physicist the late Stephen Hawking. Morgan's body is failing, but he's refusing to go quietly.
Hello, I am the future. I am the beginning of Peter 2.0.
In a YouTube video, Morgan has declared his intention to become what he calls the world's first true cyborg.
I will continue to evolve. Dying as a human, living as a cyborg.
Peter 2.0, as he calls it, will include machines he can control with eye movements and a computer-powered avatar of his face. Last week, he had his larynx removed to avoid the risk of choking on his own saliva. And so, Morgan loses his ability to speak, but he recorded his voice in advance rather than using a voice that sounds like a robot. Peter 2.0 will sound like Peter 1.0. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Yeah, that's a little bizarre. 6:49, Steve and Ted. The S&P finished with its first weekly gain in 4 weeks Friday as investors welcomed a thaw in the punishing trade war between the U.S. and China. After 2 days of negotiations in Washington, the U.S. agreed to suspend a planned hike in tariffs of $250 billion on Chinese goods that had been set to kick in Tuesday. Beijing, meanwhile, agreed to buy $40 billion to $50 billion in U.S. farm products. Technology, industrial, and bank stocks helped power the broad rally. Bond yields rose. The Dow closed up 320 points. The S&P closed up 32. And the NASDAQ rose 106 points. 6:50, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Reduce debt, good. Not savings, bad. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. As always, good morning, Don.
Well, good morning. You know, it's one of those good news, bad news things. Yeah, you got it. Northwestern Mutual's 2019 Planning and Progress Study shows that Americans have reduced their consumer debt by more than 20% in about a year. Full employment and positive economy yielded extra cash for many workers, and they're paying off those credit cards. That's the good news. Woohoo! Reducing debt is good, but our financial balance sheet requires savings and investing too. The Northwestern report reveals that recently an average of about a third of our income has been deployed to knock down our non-mortgage debt. That's because nearly half of us feel debt anxiety at least once a month. We don't feel that way, about when you have to pay the bills.
Right.
We don't feel that same anxiety about the lack of retirement savings, probably because retirement is often decades away for many people. Credit cards are the primary source of consumer debt, and Gen Xers have the largest consumer debt of working Americans. They have balances of about $36,000 on average. Now, there are different strategies for attacking debt. Some will pay off the smallest balances first because they feel good about closing that account. Others will consolidate to a lower interest lender, and still some attack the highest interest debt first. That's another way to go. Whatever you do, don't ignore the other side of the balance sheet, investing for your future. Attack the debt, but don't ignore your savings. Time is a key factor in a successful asset growth plan. The more that you have your money invested, the greater your chances for it to grow geometrically. Your certified financial planner is there to help you design a strategy to handle both sides of your personal balance sheet. And, of course, if you have any questions, that's what I do. Give me a call, number 634-2222.
Generation X, would that be my kids?
I don't know.
Gen X is before millennials. 50. Yeah, they're both almost 50.
Excuse me. Gen X is following millennials, right?
Millennials are most recent.
No. Gen Z.
Gen Z
is the most. My daughters are Gen Z.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's Ted?
X.
No, baby boomer.
I'm not a baby boomer.
Between 64 and 46?
Nope.
No, so you're born after. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So he's X then. He's the one with all the credit card debt.
He's got all that credit card debt?
Yeah, what are you doing with
that? That is correct.
$38,000 in credit card.
The man lives extravagantly. Way beyond his means.
Well, he has T-bones.
Well, gated community. A maid named, what's her name? Colette?
Colette.
Yes.
Colette.
That's correct.
No, he's living well within his means, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, man.
So am I and so is Jad. We're well within our means. I'll put it that way. Today is, guys, of Columbus Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, signifying the arrival of Christopher Columbus to America on October 12th, 1492. And, of course, Christopher Columbus long given credit for discovering North America. However, long before Columbus was born, Leif Erikson landed on these shores. Was he a Swede or what was he?
He was sort of
a Viking type guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iceland. Close enough.
I can't imagine, though.
Norlandic.
I know that
Norwegian.
It's all pretty controversial, but I can't imagine these guys taking off. And the boats were just tiny.
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much
and
to
said,
them.
Well, we're going to sail that direction by the stars or whatever and see what we can come up with. A trade route to
yeah,
what,
they're trying
India,
to make
Asia?
Money.
That's
yeah, they
wild.
Were motivated by money, of course, by greed. And then
that's
they,
pretty scary.
They found found America, and here we are.
Why didn't they just hop on a plane? I mean, it'd be a lot easier.
It would have been easier, but they didn't have that kind
of... Oh, that's right.
That was before airplanes. 1492, a lot of things hadn't been invented yet.
they couldn't use GPS on their cell phones either, I guess.
So Columbus Day is not without controversy in some places where they have Indigenous People Day. American Indian Day is also today, and I know a few people who are American Indian in their lineage or whatever, and none of them ever says, Columbus is a rat. They just say, oh, okay.
Is today a full federal holiday?
I don't think so. I've been Don Hall down at KUIN was asking me that. You got mail delivery? I don't believe so. You don't believe
no banks, no mail.
Is that what you got? No banks,
I'm
no mail?
I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Really?
It's the way it's always
maybe
been.
There's no stock market. I think I'll go back and go to
better go have double check that because it's not a major holiday. But, you know, when they got an excuse not to open the post office, they do it, you know?
Yeah.
6:55, guys, coming up here. It's 7 o'clock this morning. A fatal accident in North Wichita. We've got that story and a small plane crash. A lot of news going on this morning. We'll tell you all about it at 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.